You know that summer's going south when the slow cooker shows up on your countertop. But right now, we're not into pot roasts or beef chili. We want vegetables in that magical pot. Vegetable combos for supper that we don't need to hover over. Well, for new takes, our producer Sally Swift tracked down Faith Durand of The Kitchen and co-author of The Kitchen Cookbook.
Faith, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what is your take on the slow cooker, previously known as the crock pot?
I think it's like your sous chef or your prep cook.
Huh, I hadn't thought about it that way.
It does the hard work while you're busy doing other more glamorous and exciting things in the kitchen. It's the little tool that just keeps on going in the background.
I think traditionally people think about chili con carne and stewed meats. What about vegetables? You have a take on using it for vegetarians and
there
vegans?
There are a lot of vegetarian recipes you can do in the slow cooker. Of course, vegetarian chilies, vegetarian soups, all of those sorts of things. But I think when I think about vegetarian meals, I think more in terms of components. So the slow cooker is a wonderful tool for making a big pot of beans, for instance, mm-hmm. or making a pot of vegetable stock overnight, or even doing a batch of baked potatoes.
What? How would you do baked potatoes?
You wrap them up, you put them in the slow cooker, and let them go.
Wow, so you're just essentially using it like an oven.
Exactly.
I noticed that you talk about doing oatmeal, which I never would have thought
yes.
of. So talk me through that.
I like to do steel-cut oats, first of all. I love steel-cut oats. They're firmer. They get a little creamy in the slow cooker. And you simply put them in overnight with milk or water. You can add spices. You could add dried fruit. And you just set it on low, let it cook overnight. And in the morning, you wake up to a hot bowl of oatmeal.
So no pre-soaking with that?
Nope, nope.
It takes the whole thing. And what about, tell me how you would do a vegetable stock? Because that seems like a long time to be... Vegetable stocks tend to be quicker for the most part.
Sure. I think that you can do, first of all, you could do a quicker vegetable stock. Let's say you want one for dinner in the evening. You start it at 10 in the morning, go away, it cooks for 6 hours. It'll be great. But sometimes I like to do a deeper, richer vegetable stock with roasted vegetables, maybe tougher, harder vegetables. And you can let that go overnight, 8 hours, 10 hours on low, of course.
You know, it's interesting because I don't think that we necessarily embrace really slow-cooked vegetables. I think we're still very much oriented toward liking our vegetables crisper than softer.
Yes.
Which, what's your take on that?
I think that there are a lot of vegetables that benefit from long, slow cooking. And personally, I tend to gravitate towards those. For instance, I love green beans when they've really cooked for a long time in that Greek-style way with some spice and some tomatoes. They get silky and supple in that kind of long, slow cooking. And the slow cooker can help you do that.
And what about cooking greens? Have you ever done any greens in a slow cooker?
I don't do a lot of greens in the slow cooker, although I have been meaning to work with collard greens because collard greens, they need that long,
I know,
slow
that seems
simmer.
Perfect to me.
And they just make such a wonderful sauce that I think a long overnight cook in the slow cooker, especially with a lot of aromatics and a lot of garlic, would be mm-hmm. absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm.
Just like those Southern mothers used to do.
That's right.
And have you taken on fruit with the slow cooker?
Absolutely. You can use the slow cooker to do the long, slow, steamy work of cooking down fruit into apple butter or pear butter. It's kind of a fall chore, but it's a wonderful treat to have around. You just throw a batch of applesauce or apple puree into the slow cooker and let it cook for a long time, and you're left with, you know, that sweet, spreadable, creamy fruit butter.
Okay, and what do you, if people are going to go out and buy a slow cooker, what do they need to think about?
There's not a lot of, you know, I think there are a lot of brands that are great. The things that I would look for personally, besides the basics, every slow cooker should have a low and a high setting, which are fairly standard temperatures. But the other thing that I look for is I like my slow cooker to have a warm setting as well, which most have. And then also a timer. So you can set it to cook for a certain number of hours and then automatically switch to warm when it's done cooking. That's really what gives you the convenience factor. You can walk away and it'll turn itself off and turn itself on.
Is bigger better with slow cookers, or what size?
Not necessarily. I know some people who have a lot of different sizes. I think I use a 6-quart slow cooker, which is good for a lot of things. But if it's just a household of one or two people, and you know that you're not going to eat 6 quarts of of whatever you're going to cook at any one time, you can get smaller ones, and I think that's often very useful. However, the slow cooker is great to cook things for freezing, so keep that in mind as well. Mm-hmm. Don't just make one batch of beans. Make a lot of beans and freeze them for later.
These are all great ideas. Faith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Faith Durand is the executive editor of The Kitchen and co-author of The Kitchen Cookbook. Now head to splendidtable.org for their recipes for curried vegetable and chickpea stew and slow cooker enchiladas.